Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want the confidence to grow without having to hustle 24/7. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning No BS business coach and Amazon best-selling author. Join me each week to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, growing your profits, growing your confidence, and for having fun in business too. Here's this week's episode. Hello, welcome to another episode of Life in Business with me, your host, Libby Langley. Oh, today, big up to all my ADHDers out there. Woo, woo, we're talking about finding focus and minimizing distractions. So, those of us with busy brains, I know there's lots of us with busy brains out there, whether or not you are diagnosed or suspecting you're neurodivergent, then I don't think you would be here if you didn't believe or, you know, the things I say about ADHD and autism didn't resonate with you, right? So you are a busy-brained person. Let's just accept that right from the off. Makes life easier. And so how are we going to find focus and minimize distractions? Well, let me tell you, buckle up, because this is going to be really, really helpful for you. So why does focus matter, right? Because there's loads of things to do. There's loads of things you can do. There's loads of things that you want to do. So why not just do them all? Well, you can, okay? Of course you can. Just do what you like, right? It's your business, your life. You run it in the way that suits you. So first of all, that's your permission to do whatever you want, okay? But if you want to kind of, you know, if you want to work less, right? If you want to feel less busy, if you want to feel less stressed, if you want to feel less overwhelmed, and if you want to have the side effect of that, which is earning more for the effort that you're putting in, then let's talk about a few ways that you can do that, right? Let's talk about a few ways you can find your focus and minimize the distractions, because there are a lot of them, right? It's funny, even when I... Well, you know, thinking about recording this podcast just as a while we're here kind of moment, bit of honesty here. I have to, well, my phone's on silent, obviously, because I don't want it dinging or pinging while I'm recording. In fact, honestly, all the notifications are on silent anyway, apart from texts and my ringtone. And Oh, blimey. I mean, this is too much information. I don't even know why I'm telling you this. But the reason that that's the case is so that if anything happens to my parents in the night, then I'm going to hear my phone. It's ridiculous, isn't it? But everything else is muted. So it's not on silent. But I put it on silent for when I'm recording my podcast, because I don't want that to be a distraction. And I put it face down so that I'm not out of the corner of my eye going, what's that? Someone's commented on one of my LinkedIn posts, because my attention is, my focus is purely for you. Yeah, it's for this conversation that we're having while we're having it. And I feel that that's kind of a respect thing as much as a don't get distracted, Libby thing, right? You have my undivided attention and I think you deserve that, yeah? So that's just one thing that I do. I also turn the volume off on my computer so that if I get an email, it's not going to go ding, because that would be really irritating for you hearing that. And also it would be a distraction for me, because I don't care who's emailing me when I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you and that's the priority. So there's just two things that I think about and I do whilst doing this particular activity, because the focus of it is very, very important, right? And so minimizing the distractions, I can't minimize any distractions the cat might bring by doing a crazy 19 and a half year old yelling that she does sometimes, unfortunately. But anything other than that, I'm pretty much in control of. So why does it matter, right? Well, the thing is that these distractions, I mean, like I say, it's disrespectful, I believe, to have any of those distractions while I'm talking to you. But in the wider context of the day, of your day, your business day, these constant distractions like emails, notifications, noise, that kind of stuff, they actually have a negative impact on our brain, right? going into scientific territory that I don't know the terminology for, but they, what happens is that if we're focusing on something and something else happens and distracts us from that, like an email coming in, it can actually take quite a bit of time for us to get back into the zone that we were in without that distraction, right? I mean, one of the beauties of being neurodivergent is that we can hyperfocus, right? And the house could probably burn down around us and we wouldn't notice, okay? Until it was like, yeah, yeah, I'm coming. I know I need to leave, but I'm just, you know, I'm so focused on this. But this is about the times and finding a healthy balance, you know? This is about the times when the distractions are distracting and, you know, the kind of keeping that hyperfocus like healthy, right, at healthy levels. So what the purpose of this is to help you manage your time and your energy and help you to be productive rather than flitting here, there and everywhere all over the shop, because that, I don't know, it's really hard to run a business like that. And it's knackering, you know? If you're always at everybody's beck and call, even if everybody is just a blooming notification that someone's liked a post, right? It doesn't matter, yeah? And the thing that's really important and that does really matter is that you're taking positive and productive steps forward to get to wherever you want to be, right? To achieve whatever success is for you. That's what's really, really important here. And If you are distracted with things, it can affect your decision making and your clarity, right? And that's because it can kind of cloud your judgment a little bit on things and create a lot of overwhelm, particularly for us business owners who all are already juggling multiple roles, right? You know how many hats you wear running your business, yeah? And if you're not able to focus on each task as it needs focusing on, you're actually going to do a worse job and it's going to take you twice as long. And that's not something that you want, yeah? You just don't want to make it harder for yourself than you need to. And if you are more focused, you're going to be more confident and you are going to have a clearer sense of direction because you're going to know where you're going and you're going to be able to do that thing of finishing the thing, right? And then saying, right, and what's next? And probably, you know, in the truly British way, you might go, right, by slapping your palms down on your thighs. And you'll be able to move on to the next thing, right? Because you focused at one thing at once rather than being distracted by 100 different things and thinking, well, I don't know what the bloody hell I've achieved today. Yeah, who knows what I've achieved today? Nobody, especially not me. And we all have days like that. And honestly, one of the core reasons is just because you've got distracted here, there and everywhere and your head's not in the game, yeah? So what you're far better to do is to know exactly what you're focusing on. And I'm going to come back to that in a second. But so just thought it was worth kind of listing out a few of the common distractions that we have. And I would say really that there's one core culprit here, right, isn't there? And it's social media. But particularly, it's kind of not social media, it's the way that we deal with, a way that we interact with social media, right? And there are two ways that. One is the notifications on a phone, yeah? So just turn them off, particularly turn the noise off, right? I couldn't cope if every Instagram notification or LinkedIn notification had a ding with it. That noise would drive me absolutely insane. So if you have those on, maybe turn them off. Unless, of course, you know, you have a visual impairment and you need them, then fine, you know. But if you don't, turn them off, right? And also the other thing is if we go on to social media, so if we've given into distraction number one, or it's our time to check our notifications, right? If you kind of set aside time and you're like, right, I finished that. I'm just going to have a look at what all these things are. Fine. Great, good, respond to your comments and all that. But then if you get distracted and you get utterly lost in the scroll, you need to be aware that you're doing that, right? There are times when you can scroll for an hour and it doesn't make any difference, right? If that's how you choose to use your evenings, there's no judgment from me, right? We all done it, we all do it. Particularly if it's videos of people pressure washing driveways, I find that really satisfying and can watch that for quite a long time. But not during the day, you know, because I got other stuff to do during the day that I want to get done. So if you find yourself going on social media and getting kind of drawn into the scroll, and the scroll is purposeless rather than purposeful, then check yourself and stop. Yeah, you can always come back to it later. This is not to say you thou shalt never go on social media and spend mindless time on something, right? That's, you know, that's up to you. Yeah, you're an adult. You can make those decisions. We can all make those decisions. It's the getting lost and it's the losing your focus and being sucked in to a distraction, right? That's where you need to kind of check yourself. So those really are kind of the biggest distractions, I would say. And they are controllable, absolutely controllable, right? So notifications and the way that you interact, make a note of that and kind of just be mindful of it. So there are some practical ways that you can kind of, reduce the bigger distractions. Like the wider distractions in business, phone calls. If yours is a business that gets phone calls, mine used to be, right? It hasn't been for probably about 10 years now. I don't give out my phone number, so my phone doesn't ring because that's the way I like it and that's the way I choose to run my business. But if your phone is ringing a lot, you can divert your calls to a messaging service. You know, there are plenty of great companies out there that will answer your phone for you and take a message and then send it on to you. Or make sure your phone's on silent and respond to the voicemails that you get as and when you get them. Yeah, there's things that you can put in place there to kind of to make things easier for you, right? To make it a focus-friendly environment. Set aside time when you actually respond and react to things like emails. You know, it's unlikely that any of these things is life-threatening or business-critical, right? If you leave it an hour or half a day, it won't make much difference. And I think that's one of the most important graces that we can give ourselves is being realistic and honest about what difference any of this actually makes. And an hour or two, you know, unless there's an utter crisis, if you wait an hour or a few hours to respond to something, I seriously doubt it will have any negative or positive impact on anything, right? So kind of just be mindful of that in the grand scheme of things, you know, you're not a heart surgeon, unless you are a heart surgeon, of course, in which case, absolutely, yes, react and respond immediately because that's quite important. And that's not to diminish any of the impact that any of us have on our clients or the world at large, right? It's just about managing yourself and putting your tasks first putting your proactive tasks ahead of your reactive ones will actually help you move forward more quickly. It will. And you can be honest with yourself about how good or not you are at that and where there are things that need to change. And one thing that I do is if something needs to happen, absolutely categorically needs to happen in my business, I put it in in my calendar. And if it's in my calendar, it's going to happen because it's like, oh, right. So I need to record some podcasts. Right. That goes in. That goes in the calendar. And so it happens because if it goes on a to-do list, I mean, I have a quite fluid approach to my to-do list. It's more a, okay, yeah, one day list. But if it goes in my calendar, it happens, right? And I guess that's a version of time blocking, I would say. But it's like there are certain things that happen every week that need to happen every week. Things, objectives that I have every week. So, you know, I've got to record a podcast. I've got to do my social media content. I've got to schedule my weekly email and the things around that. And these are things that have to happen. So they go in my calendar. Yeah. And if you try and book a call with me at a time when I've blocked aside for recording podcasts, you can't because there are lots of other times when you can. But the recording of this podcast is really hugely important to me and my business growth and all of that. So, yeah, gets a priority. And allowing yourself to actually do that rather than you know, kind of prioritizing what needs the tasks that need to happen in your business and that are important for the business growth, for your growth, for your marketing, all of those things, over reactive time to something that could wait a bit. That's going to be a real shift for you in your business, and that is going to make a difference in how you move forward there. And I guess that kind of comes back to, I've talked about this in a previous podcast, about your daily non-negotiables. Scroll back and find that. I can't remember what episode number it is, but scroll back and find that episode, because that will be helpful for you in determining the things that you absolutely should do and the things that don't really matter. But if you have your daily non-negotiables, this happens, this happens, this happens, I do this, I do this, I do this, I need this to work, to be done, I need this to be done, I need this to be done, right? And if you get those done first thing every day, you know that the business is moving forward because you've taken those actions. It does give you more freedom to be slightly less focused as the day goes on, right? And I think that is giving yourself and, you know, your kind of busy, shiny object brain a bit of a break, actually, by saying, right, you need to focus for 2 hours and then I'll let you off the leash, yeah? And that can be a good way of kind of training yourself and making sure this stuff happens without saying you've got to be sitting at your desk from 9 to 5. So if you do things in kind of 2 hour blocks or something, actually, it's a lot more, it's a lot kinder to the way that your brain probably actually works. And if you move on from that, the next stage from that is kind of giving yourself regular intentional breaks, because the breaks are as important as the work, because otherwise your brain is going to be utterly overwhelmed, right? Because it's busy and noisy enough as it is. And particularly if you go into hyper-focus mode and it's like, oh, right, I've just recorded, you know, 4 podcast episodes and I've not had a drink and I've not had a wee. And it's like, it starts to become unhealthy. And so factoring in intentional break time, like you want to go for a run, you want to walk the dog, you want to just go and sit in a different room and eat your lunch, you know, however it looks for you, that's kind of as important. And again, you can put those in your calendar so that they are things that happen. That's, I think that is really, really important. Picking the kids up or dropping the kids off, or, you know, whatever you need to do, it's all stuff that is intentional and allows you to focus around it, right? We are not going to focus for 8 hours a day. It is not healthy. We cannot do it. You can't do it every day for sure, or you'll be burnt out. So re-energizing yourself and taking the breaks that allow for that re-energization are as important as everything else, right? Have a nap at lunchtime. You know, it doesn't matter what it is, right? Get up and stretch. One thing for me that I do is, because I'm not good at leaving the house, yeah, it's just not something that I do very often. So going for a walk, whilst it's something I am, you know, do at the weekend, like proper walks and that, going for a daily walk, I just don't think is a habit I'm ever going to get into, because it's a different energy shift for me. But I do my daily steps, right? And I do them about the house. But I will have a little break and I will walk up and down the kitchen, downstairs, and, you know, and I'll kind of do the breaks like that. But it's conscious, because I want to do my daily steps. So whatever way it works for you, right? There's no judgment here. We are all weird and wonderful, and that's the way I like it. So yeah, no judgment ever. Right, let's talk about having a focused mindset. So a focused mindset, whilst it sounds like a bit of a wanky phrase, actually is something that you can kind of maybe train yourself to have. And one way of doing that is letting go of multitasking. Oh, I mean, that's a hard thing for me to say, because, oh my God, we are good at multitasking. I find particularly when it kind of revolves around cooking dinner for me. You know, I know that if I put the one pan of water on to boil, then I can unload the dishwasher while the water's boiling. And it's just really super efficient, right? And I find it very easy for my brain to work like that. Whereas my husband, no, all those things would be single tasking and they would all take forever, which is why I can cook a dinner in 30 minutes and it takes him an hour and a half. But that aside, when it comes to your work and structuring your day, you will get more done if you single task lots of times, multiple times, rather than multitask everything at once. And that's because of the energy that it takes to shift from task to task, right? I mean, not to say that if you, you know, if you're waiting for something to upload and your internet speed is slow, you can't respond to a few emails right while that's happening. I don't mean that. What I mean is, if you are, right, I want to write a few blog posts, just write those few blog posts and don't do anything else, because you'll be in the zone and you'll get it done more quickly. Yeah. Same as, you know, for me, if I'm going to record a couple, I generally speaking only record one podcast episode a week, but sometimes I do block record them, do two, maybe three. Can't do many more than that because it's tiring. It takes a lot of, I put a lot of love and energy into this, you know, talking to you. And I think I sit quite badly as well. So I can't do many. Anyway, same with Zoom calls, right? Two is enough, and I can't do two every day, or it's too much. So, you know, knowing where your energy sits. But if you like block things like that, and if you focus on one thing at once, you will achieve a lot more, particularly if you write those things down that you're going to do and then you cross them off. You've got that mega dopamine hit as well of like, ta-da, look what I've achieved. And that's really satisfying, right? But multitasking is good sometimes, but actually not for focus and super productivity, and certainly not for minimizing distractions. Because when you're multitasking, you're more likely to go down some crazy ass rabbit hole that is entirely what we are trying to prevent from happening right here today, right? And actually, you might get a better quality of getting things of the things that you do if you're focusing on just doing them rather than doing lots of things at once and half starting and half finishing. And you know, yeah, and you just, I don't know, lose your train of thought. We all know how quickly we can lose our train of thought, right? So better to just focus on one thing and get that done. And any ideas that you have while you're doing it, just write them down and then move on. Yeah, and you can come back to them later. So resisting the urge to multitask by focusing on quality rather than quantity, right? Do some good stuff, but less stuff, and you'll move forward more quickly in your business. I think that maybe you can think about as having focus as like a skill you can practice, right? Because I do think it takes a bit of self-awareness, and yeah, you got to train yourself to be good at this stuff. You have, because it's focus is what, like a muscle, I would say, that you can kind of strengthen the more you use it, the more you do it. It certainly is not a fixed thing that you're like born with, I don't think. Not if you've got a kind of neurodivergent brain or traits. I don't think so. I mean, the hyperfocus, yes, if you're super interested in something, but there will be things in business that you're perhaps not as interested in, but still need to be done. And that's why this calendar blocking of time, honestly, if you get into the habit of doing that, and when you've done the task, you just, you know, you go in and you edit the calendar thing and you put it in for the next week. That's how I do mine. I don't have the same thing in every week ad infinitum. I put it in for 1 week, and when I've done it, it gets moved as a new appointment to the following week. And that works for me, I guess, because it takes it out of this week's calendar. So dopamine hit, da-da, oh, look at all that free time I've had. And it's like, I haven't, because I've done the stuff that was in there and I've just moved it to a different week. But it's almost, it ticks a lot of boxes for me, because it kind of gives the dopamine hit of having done something, having crossed something out. By removing it from the calendar when it's done, and I always look at my calendar as like a week view, but by removing it, it's like I have a feeling of space, because there are literal gaps in there then, and that helps. And I know that I've done it. I know that I've done a good job, and I don't have to think about it until next week. And I find that incredibly helpful. But that's a skill or a trait or a methodology that I've kind of learnt works over time. And it's so simplistic, right? It's literally my Outlook calendar and that's it. But it works, and you will find tools and techniques that work for you. And it doesn't matter how simple they are. If they work, that's what matters, right? And unless you're recording a podcast about productivity and finding focus and minimizing distractions, you never have to share it with anybody, right? So that's it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm certainly not someone who thinks that you've got to embrace all the whiz fancy systems out there. You don't. You can, but you don't have to, right? So the more you practice these things, the more that you do this and you find a system that works for you, the better you're going to get at it. And the easier it's going to be to minimize these distractions, because you kind of just know that switch off time, and your brain knows that switch off from everything else time, right? And that's really helpful. But please be kind of kind and patient with yourself as you work on this, because it doesn't work every time, right? You know, I mean, generally speaking, Mondays is when I record my podcasts. Generally speaking, I do one, but sometimes I have to do two or three, depending on kind of what's coming up over the future weeks. And my intention is always to start them by 10 o'clock. Sometimes it's 1:30, you know? But because it's in for that day, it will happen. So be kind and patient with yourself as you kind of build this habit of focusing, right? This kind of sustained focus. Please, please be kind to yourself. And maybe if it works for you, you can write down what's worked and what hasn't, a sort of reflection log. You know, I'm not a big fan of journaling. I don't do journaling. It just isn't how I operate, but it might for you, right? But certainly just writing stuff down and noting what has worked so you can do it again, because you might not remember next week, because we don't always remember the things. That's not how brains always work, right? So you can kind of, you know, remember what works and keep doing more of that, right? And congratulate yourself when you've done something good and it's worked for a week. And then hopefully it'll work again next week, right? And find a place to share these wins. You know, in my Confidence to Grow program, I always encourage people to share their wins. And it's great. And some of them are tiny, but they're wins, right? And these tiny wins add up to being a kind of change of the way you run your business, and certainly a change in the way that you can focus on the growth that you want. So it's fantastic. So share these wins, right? Share them with me. Tell me what's been good. And it'll keep your motivation up. So there you go. That's today's episode, all about finding focus and minimizing the distractions. I would love to know what you've gained from this episode and what you're going to implement as a result. So please, as ever, send me a message on Instagram or on LinkedIn or email me. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you and what a difference that it's made to your life. So thanks for listening. Lots of love. See you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.